Interesting because even before this indictment, he was facing removal from office and is probably going to get removed before his trial. And you won't believe why he's facing removal. I want you to brace yourselves because you're going to be very shocked when I tell you this. Just brace yourselves, okay? The reason he was facing and is probably going to be removed, he committed fraud to get an office. Oh, I know, I know. Oh, what a bomb. Hiroshima. Explosive. I know. You're shocked right now. A Somalian committing fraud to get an office in America. Yeah, never happens. Of course it happens. That's all that happens. And it's crazy because you'd think with all this pressure from Orange Man in the White House, from Donald Jamal Trump on the Somalian community, they tried to at least appear to not be doing the things he accuses them of, to not be committing all this fraud. But it's all they do. It's like second nature, and it's not all Somalians, but it's like always a Somalian, you know?
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz attempts to shift the blame from the Somali community in the state's widespread fraud scandals with something else. Okay, I don't know what's going on here, but there seems to be a lot of blame shifting. Some people even say the reason why a lot of this is happening is there's no checks and balances. How in the world do you have $1 billion of taxpayer funds going from Minnesota to like Somalia to places like Turkey? Why are we seeing widespread welfare fraud? This is getting out of control. You clearly see that there's a lot of people who are turning like a blind eye towards this and just letting it happen for over a decade.
Call 911, call 911. They're doing kidnapping. That's illegal, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Smile at me, sir, smile at me, ma'am.
Leave him alone, leave him alone. Leave him alone. You guys are doing kidnapping. Kidnapping. This is called kidnapping. Kidnapping. This kidnapping. Call 911. Naima, call 911. Piece of work. This is called kidnapping. This is kidnapping. Sir, this is illegal. This is kidnapping. Kidnapping. It's called kidnapping. Piece of shit. Illegal.
Let me tell you, they're not messing around in Minnesota. Trump has deployed ICE, and you clearly see several unmarked white vans that are basically coming to the airport runway. Deportations have already started. There's a lot of these videos surfacing on the web showing a lot of Somali migrants are being deported out. A lot of it is from the massive fraud ring bust. You got $1 billion worth of welfare program money being sent overseas. What in the world is going on here? And right now, because $1 billion, people say it's more like $8 billion. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of money. A lot of it is being sent overseas to like Turkey and Kenya to buy luxury real estate and much more. You kind of see why this current administration is now cracking down on this.
Recently, Trump said 88% Somalians are on welfare, government assistance. You want to see what they're doing with your tax dollars?
Is this what they call K-Block?
I don't know, sound like that. Whoa, but this man. Is Carvel, man. It's a big like fact in Somali community in Minneapolis, especially.
What do you like to eat around here?
We Somalis. What the hell is that? Clothing, man.
Whistleblower is now accusing a contractor in Maine of defrauding taxpayers out of millions of dollars over the course of 7 years. It's a story you'll see first here on The Hill and exclusively on News Nation. And it centers on Maine's Medicaid program. The business at the center of the allegations, founded by a Somali American, drawing comparisons perhaps to the scandal that has rocked the state of Minnesota. Our Rich McHugh joins us live tonight from Lewiston, Maine with his exclusive reporting. Hello, Rich.
Of the 87 people charged, all but 8 are of Somali descent. And that has added to the spotlight being put specifically on your community. Why do you think this fraud was allowed to get so widespread?
Well, I want to say, you know, this also has an impact on Somalis because we are also taxpayers in Minnesota. We also could have benefited from the program and the money that was stolen. And so it's been really frustrating.
It's happening. Okay, it seems like they're pulling records on Ilhan Omar. And nearly 50% of Somalis are here illegally. Will it be stripped with visas? Some say no, some say yes, but at the end of the day, let's be real. We are seeing a lot of people come in America and our welfare is being stretched to its limits. We're spending $100 billion a year just on food stamps alone. This doesn't add up to a lot of other stuff like Section 8 vouchers and medicational stuff. I mean, we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on this. And now $1 billion has now been siphoned away from Minnesota to overseas. You know, it is also pretty crazy that 50% of Somalis in America, a lot of them are in Minnesota, are basically here illegally. And we're going to be seeing huge amounts of deportations over the next few weeks.
Like I've said before, and I'm going to keep saying this, nobody takes America serious. When we allowed everybody to come in here, flooding in here like water and all, these are all the aftermath and these effects that we get from these people. Look at what Somalians are doing in Minnesota. For the last 5 years, they have been recruiting families to get an autism diagnosis for their children and then signing them up in an HSS program only to try to steal billions of dollars from taxpayers. Not giving a damn whether a child has autism or not. I take that very offensive because I have a child that has autism. And then when you got these foreigners that come over here and don't give a fuck about the U.S., don't give a damn about how they misuse, don't give a damn about our laws, don't want to learn our language, don't want to come over here the right way. We got protesters out here fighting for these type of people. And then we got people in Congress, foreign and aliens in Congress that show their true colors when the time come and permit itself. Like Omar, Ayam Omar, however you say her name. She don't care nothing about the U.S., but she has a seat in Congress. I'm not understanding about that. I'm not understanding where everything fits in with how we're trying to govern our country. And then they done stole $1.7 billion in the last 5 years, only to send it back to their country so they can benefit their country. Everybody that comes over here illegally comes over here to make money and take from taxpayers and get all the sweat and sand on our backs and put their foots on our necks and just steal. And the Democrats make it possible for them to do this.
Widespread fraud among the Somalians, like half of Somali community got into the U.S. fraudulently and illegally. That would be like 40 or 50,000 Somalians. This excerpt says, why in the world are they here? We're seeing this crisis unfolding in Minnesota. It's spreading to Maine. It's happening in Columbus, Ohio. You're seeing mass amounts of EBT scams. You're seeing fraud. You're seeing mass amounts of Section 8 fraud as well. You know, people are basically taking advantage of how easy it is to get benefits here in America. Any other country will require several checks and balances to make sure you actually need welfare to get that. But in America, you walk in, you sign a few documents, and you get it. And right now, no wonder we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year on all this stuff.
Another Somalian scam in Minnesota, but this couple got away with $7.2 million. After going to court and being convicted, the judge overturned it. They had a home health care business for 2 years without a physical address, like without a building, but a P.O. box.
So she divorced her brother, got married to another guy for a year, divorced him, got married to another guy. There's no, I mean, these are basically months apart. These divorces to marriage are months apart, which is really, you know, dirty if you ask me, that she's just bouncing around from dude to dude, which, you know what, do you, boo, but kind of gross if you ask me. So now she's married to this guy. And there was this post a very long time ago where they were talking about how people were alleging that Congresswoman Omar only married Mr. Hersey to cover up the fact that she married her brother, Mr. Elmi. Okay, that's what they're saying. While Omar has not responded to the recent uproar, she addressed these very allegations in the past. So this is what, reacting to a post supposedly confirming that Omar married her brother, the Democrat firebrand had replied, "The only thing that is confirmed is your stupidity. Hope that helps," because there's a lady named Juanita Broderick on X, and she posted, "No post from Ilhan of Minnesota since this was confirmed to be true," meaning the marriage between herself and her brother, which Steven Crowder, you guys know who he is, he's the one who came out with the receipts of it. He has the paperwork for it showing that she married her brother. So
Congresswoman Do you agree with President Trump's assumption that you married your brother to get citizenship? 3,500 yards. Have you begun packing your bags for Somalia yet, Congresswoman Omar?
Not going anywhere.
So you're not?
No, don't waste your energy on me.
Do you have a message for President Trump?
I will be here probably longer than Trump.
Wait, do you have a message for President Trump?
I am like a quarter of his age.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say to him?
Wow, so everyone is wondering right now, how did Representative Ilhan Omar from Minnesota get all of her money? Because in 2021, allegedly, her net worth was at $65,000. And then in just 3 years, her net worth jumped all the way to $30 million in 2024. And no one knows how she got that amount of money so fast. And with the Minnesota fraud scandal happening, and the majority of the fraud happening in Minnesota coming from her Somalian community, the spotlight is on her even more. Newsmax did a segment on this, and celebrities like Kevin Sorbo posted about it, and it went viral. And you will want to see what Kevin Sorbo and Newsmax said, which I'm going to quickly show you. Also, don't forget to hit the follow for more news. I greatly appreciate it. So Kevin Sorbo posted on X, Ilhan Omar's net worth. 2020, $65,000. 2021, $65,000. 2022, $115,000. 2023, $205,000. 2024, $30 million. I'll let you draw your own conclusions. By the way, the net worth jump from 2023 to 2024 is just wild. And Newsmax said, where did Ilhan Omar get all that darn money from? Let's go through it. So, what do you believe?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Carmine Sabia for Explain America, and the roof just caved in on Ilhan Omar, and she is furious. And so are her squad member mates. Before we get started, please make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe. Those little things really help us out, and they help our channel continue to grow. Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, Jamal Bowman, they are enraged today. Furious. Why are they furious? Because in a moment of clarity, somebody on CNN actually said the truth about Ilhan Omar. And really, why she needs to be removed from Congress, along with Rashida Tlaib, along with Ocasio-Cortez. These people support Hamas. In my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of Americans. Scott Jennings on CNN called her Hamas's spokeswoman. I agree. The only thing is, she's kind of in competition with Rashida Tlaib for that title.
For fraud exposed, Somalis in Ohio are allegedly running EBT fraud rings using SNAP benefits to stock up on the restaurants, skimming cards to make millions. Somali-owned restaurants and grocery stores in Columbus, Ohio are exploiting benefits. They own restaurants with attached grocery stores, buy their ingredients with SNAP using that grocery store, then funnel the food to the restaurants where they sell it for cash. And this is happening everywhere. If you guys are wondering why in the world we're spending $100 billion a year on food stamps alone, this is one of the reasons why. You're seeing a lot of ghost clinics. You're seeing unmarked reasons why they're on a bunch of food stamps and housing vouchers. It's getting out of control.
Bad day for Ilhan Omar. She's facing new pressure after President Trump used a cabinet meeting to criticize her comments and record. Trump said the country is at a tipping point and warned against bringing in people who undermine the nation. Y'all like the video right here? Follow for more. Let's get into this one. He then pointed directly at Ilhan Omar, calling her statements ungrateful and saying she attacks the country that gave her opportunity. Omar and her allies responded by accusing Trump of racism, of course, and Islamophobia. Okay, they pointed to past remarks, including his comments about African nations and prior immigration proposals. They said his criticism targets Somalian Muslim immigrants unfairly. Trump supporters say this is not about race, because obviously it isn't.
It's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing. Not just in Congress, but as Americans, and the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things tells you that the dumbing of the United States has arrived, because how else do we get a Trump presidency again?
Ilhan Omar wakes up to federal arrests sweeping across Minnesota, and the reactions tell the story. I'll like the video right here. Follow for more, and let's jump into it. So while federal authorities move in on hardened criminals through Operation Metro Surge, Democrat leaders pretend this is about racism. It is not about race. It is about crime and public safety. Viewers see the pattern. The louder Omar and Tim Walz complain, the more people ask why they fear these arrests. Federal agents arrested violent offenders, including a convicted murderer and multiple gang members who have been released back into Minneapolis. Local families lived with the consequences. Those criminals are now in custody. Minnesota is safer today than it was last week. At the same time, the state faces a massive fraud crisis. Prosecutors already convicted more than 50 people, with 80 more charged. Whistleblowers say the final number could reach $8 billion. That is why the scrutiny of Walz and Omar grows. Voters want to know why leadership failed to stop it, why warnings were ignored, and why suspected fraud grew into historic corruption. Instead of helping, Tim Walz defends the system. Ilhan Omar repeats the same claims about racism. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, that guy sucks, stages a public relations stunt at a Somali restaurant. None of that protects the public. None of that addresses the fraud. Viewers can see the contrast. Federal law enforcement takes criminals off the street. State leaders point fingers. More arrests are coming. Attorney General Pam Bondi says this is only the beginning. Everybody knows this story is far from over, and the political fallout will land on the people.
Hey, Ilhan Omar, I just got a question for you. How did you get $30 million? Like, last year, you were saying that you're not a millionaire, and then this year, you got $30 million. Like, $24 to $30 million. So I'm kind of curious, like, did you start investing in, like, home healthcare businesses, or like, you know, some kind of like side job or something? Because it would look to be like, I don't know, some of your friends may have got you involved in some very lucrative businesses at which you were able to make a very, very quick million. And when I say quick million, I mean like $20 to $30 million in a year. And you know, it's like, I can't think of any business that would give me that kind of money that quick, unless it was like, I don't know, like a scheme or something. And then it's ironic because there's billions of dollars that just went missing, you know what I mean? Like we just found out that there's a lot of fraud going on in your district. And so it's just like, dude, like, did you get some of those billions of dollars? Like I don't know, 20 to 30 million of it? Like, did they just deposit it in your account? Or like, or are you gonna say like, oh no, I've been running a healthcare agency, like, through my brother. I mean, my husband. Yeah, my husband, that's my brother. And we've been doing this together. Yeah. I don't know. It's just fucking crazy, because it's like, I think you should get on a plane and go back to Somalia where you belong. Because not only have you ripped us off, but you don't actually care about Americans. You just care about your people. And that's all you give a shit about. And that's okay. It's fine. But I think we've had a good enough time here to realize that maybe you just kind of don't fit into America.